You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 295, the time of the crucifixion. Today's challenge. The Gospels contradict each other on the time of the crucifixion. Mark says Jesus was crucified at the third hour, Mark 15:25, and all three synoptics record the darkness from the sixth hour to the ninth hour while he was on the cross, Matthew 27:45, Mark 15:33, Luke 23:44. But John indicates that Jesus wasn't yet crucified at the sixth hour, John 19:14. Today's defense. John uses a different way of reckoning hours than the synoptics. There are four natural points where one could begin counting hours: midnight, sunrise, noon, and sunset. Each has been used by different cultures. In America, we use midnight and noon. Thus, 1 o'clock is the first hour to strike after both. In first century Judea, the custom was to count 12 hours from sunrise, as illustrated in Jesus' parable in Matthew 20:1-16, where a man hires workers at the 3rd, 6th, 9th, and 11th hours. The last group are said to work only 1 hour, while those hired earlier bore the burden of the day and the scorching heat. The Roman practice, however, was to reckon the day as beginning at midnight. See Pliny the Elder, Natural History 2:79-77. We can show that John was using this method in his gospel and counting the hours from midnight. For example, in John 1:39, a reckoning from the morning would make the 10th hour 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but a reckoning from midnight would make it 10 o'clock in the morning, the latter being more appropriate to the fact that the two disciples then stayed with Jesus that day. Jack Finnegan, Handbook of Biblical Chronology, 2nd edition, section 19. Finnegan also offers additional examples. The timing of the crucifixion is thus described in the synoptics using the Jewish system of counting hours, and in John by the Roman system. Thus, in John, Pilate brings Jesus out to the crowd at about the sixth hour after midnight, around 6 a.m. According to Mark, he is then crucified at the third hour after dawn, around 9 a.m. And according to all three synoptics, darkness covered the land from the sixth to the ninth hours after dawn, from around 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Tip. See also Andrew Steinman, From Abraham to Paul, pages 10 and 293-296.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.